It's a miracle. Your thoughts got you here. And thank you, past self, for getting me here. And now we're going to Daisy 2.0. So I love you and goodbye. We're not shaming. We're not like, I hate you. You don't have a place here anymore. Because then you're fighting and you're battling. And we want to release as much resistance as possible when we are shifting our thoughts, habits, and beliefs. So that self-sabotage is based in identity and in not choosing our new identity. And it's based in limiting beliefs about what we deserve, who we get to be, how much space we get to take up energetically.
Are you done with being that pregnant or postpartum mom in the gym who is always stuck on the sidelines feeling horrible, saying, "How come no one ever told me this?" Are you ready to finally say no to a mom life filled with excess weight, injury, overwhelm, and fatigue? Then help is here. Welcome to the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast, where we dive deep into the information you need to be the strongest woman in and out of the gym, even if you are a mom. If you are done going through your pregnancy or postpartum fitness journey clueless and unprepared, if you are ready to commit and say yes to being that badass fit mom who is shredded and stronger than before the baby, well, listen up. Because this is where we talk about all of the things your doctor or trainer never told you about, so that you can achieve the body you want and take your athletic strength and performance to the next level. Get ready, because here's your host, Daisy Bravo.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. I am here with an amazing guest today, and she's really a maker in life. Whatever your goals, dreams, and desires are for business, for fitness, she is amazing at creating all things possible. Now, I'm just going to jump right in and talk a little bit about Mindy, go into the interview, because who better to explain it than her? And Mindy Huebner is a certified neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, a certified health, life, and success coach, and a clinical hypnotherapist. She has been an entrepreneur for over 25 years, and Mindy knows how to unlock your magic. And that is the key to creating an extraordinary business and life. Mindy helps women create massive change through small shifts in thoughts, habits, and beliefs is her number one mission. She is an author, speaker, coach, mentor, and difference maker. When she's not meditating or out for a run, you'll find her sipping on a smoothie, planning her next trip to the beach. So I want to welcome Mindy to the show. Mindy, thank you so much for joining me today on the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. And I'd love for you just to take this moment to explain who you are, what you do, what exactly is a life on purpose coach. Love to hear.
Thank you so much, Daisy. Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it. I know this is your sacred space for your people. And so I know what a privilege it is to be here and have their ears. I'm Mindy, unlocker of magic, life on purpose coach. And really, that life on purpose came about a long time ago for me. And what it really means is you just get to live your life with intention. And that includes your business, that includes your thoughts, that includes everything. I'm a mindset strategy coach for female entrepreneurs, mostly, but women. And I work with them on releasing, revealing, breaking through limiting beliefs and creating new habits, new identities, the extraordinary women they were made to be, so that they can have the business and life that they want and really reach any goal that they want. So I love that this is the Strong Podcast, because that's an identity right there. And we'll just miss something if we're not claiming the identity. It's this amazing way that your brain works. And so in order to be the women that we want to be, we get to step into those women. In order to be them, we get to be, do have. So to be her, what would she be doing? What would she be thinking? What would she be saying? And then she will have, and whatever that result is, whether a fitness result or a monetary result or an emotional result, that kind of depending on what people are, what we're looking for, what we want to.
That's amazing. Now, how did you find yourself in this line of work? Was there something in your own life that has driven you to where you are today?
Absolutely. My whole life, honestly, when you look back, it was always driving me somewhere. I have coached, mentored, and taught my entire adult life. It's just something that I've always done. And I had my own business for, I was in direct sales. I led a large team in direct sales for 17 to 20 years. And so I was teaching and coaching and mentoring in there without even realizing what a coach, now I know what that is really. And I had an opportunity where my company closed its doors for the direct sales division, had an opportunity to then pivot and shift and do some exploring, and ended up a year or two later deciding I wanted to be a health coach and get certified health coach, life coach. And moving from there, health is just the foundation for everything. So even though I'm a mindset coach, we talk about health, like we talk about sleep and water and moving your body and the nutrients that you're giving your body. So I got to take that and just keep shifting it to where I felt like I was being called where my gifts are. And so now I'm also a certified NLP practitioner, and I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. I'm certified in time techniques and EFT. So I do a ton of energy work as well, and tons of brain work. And that just, I bring the unconscious conscious for my clients and for people a lot of times is what I have a lot of people say. You don't know what you don't know until you, and then once you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that about myself, that I had this habit, that I thought this way, that I had this belief that was stopped.
Sure. That sounds like a lot. That's amazing. Now let you hydrate there really quick. And you did mention NLP, and I know that maybe a lot of our listeners might not know exactly what that is. And I'm sure that's going to come in more questions to come. So if you could just give us what your definition experiences with.
Yeah, absolutely. So I love that you said my definition as well. So NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. How does your brain work? And really, it's also the study and the modeling of excellence. So there's patterns and strategies everywhere. Why do we choose one over the other? How do we program in the strategies that get us what we want instead? And so NLP is about rewiring, reprogramming your brain, reframing, seeing things from a new perspective. I love the brain work because like we can't out hustle our beliefs. There's just no getting around it. What got you here won't get you there. And so our brain deletes, distorts, and generalizes based on our beliefs. And so if I believe that I can't lift 10 pounds postpartum, I won't. My brain will not let me see. We have a filter, RAS, reticular activating system. It's this beautiful filter in conjunction with the way the brain deletes, distorts, and generalizes, is because it can't take in all the data that comes at us in a day. Imagine if you like absorbed all the data that's around you all day long. You couldn't. And so your brain has to filter it, right? So it filters it to fit what you believe. So then your RAS is another filter that you have, and it starts to let things through when you, it lets through your beliefs. It lets through what has come into your consciousness. I decided to get this brand new pair of super cute white tennies, like these Pumas. Nobody's got them. I've seen them like one obscure place, but nobody's got them. I buy them. I'm so jazzed. I put them on. I flip up in my Instagram and every freaking influencer has these things. I had never seen them. This is the Bader Meinhof theory. And this is my RAS. This is the unconscious conscious. Have you experienced that before? Do you know what I'm talking about?
And I had this car that I bought back in the day. I was like, exactly. I love this car. And I've never seen it on the road. What is this? And then all of a sudden I get the dang car. And what do I see? Everyone else driving the same car. So yeah, that definitely, I'm sure people can relate to that definition. So
what's really funny about that is normally the example that I give is a car. To all of us when we bought a car. Yeah. So it just is, it's called the Bader Meinhof theory. It's we don't know until we know. Mm. Oh, look, there it is. Mm. Now we can see it. So it's the same thing with proof, with our beliefs, with what we believe we can do and or be and or think, those kinds of things. So the moment we start letting some proof in, it starts coming through that filter, we can start shifting that and shifting that. And we've got the proof, we just don't let it through because of the belief it gets filtered out. So this is where I'll say to a client, okay, it's time to start keeping a fabulous file or an I can do hard things list, or I did this today list about every time you noticed this. Every time you notice this, because this is proof of who you're becoming.
That is mind-blowing.
So fascinating.
Like 100 questions from that. In this whole process of rewiring the brain and helping people rewire the brain or facilitating that through your programs or however you work with clients, are you able to change our thoughts, essentially? For people that struggle with self-sabotage sabotage, or we've got a goal, we've got some idea of success, but somehow that self-sabotage, that negative thought seems to just keep rearing its head. And how do you start to work with people, and how do you facilitate that change in us to go from a sabotaging place of mind to, you know, the thoughts and ideas that are actually and habits that are going to support us and moving towards our goals?
Great question, because we all self-sabotage. It just happens. We get better at it. We get better at it, right? The first thing that we do is we say, there's no place for shame. There's no place for guilt in this sabotage. Like, this does not solve it. It doesn't help it. It doesn't move it forward. As a matter of fact, it cements it in. When we shame should, when we should all over ourselves. And women are so extra good at shitting on themselves.
Is there a reason why we do this, and why women in particular? Maybe we need to get like the bottom of it so that we can get out of it.
That's an episode about the patriarchy. Time for right now. But as much as you are in control of, like, personally, and remind me, because I really want to talk about being at cause and being at effect, because that's going to be a really big piece for your listeners too. When we self-sabotage, first we get curious and we can ask why. Here's what I find about why. If I said to you, Daisy, why do you have that background? The first words out of your mouth are going to be because, and then you're going to tell me why you have it, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Because tells a story. Like, we start telling a story immediately when we ask the question, why is they can be super helpful when we are doing a behavior, thinking a thought, creating a situation that is detrimental to us, that is not moving us forward. I like to ask what. What makes you think this, do this, feel this? How would you like to feel instead? How do you react when you think this thought? Like, how does that make you feel that this is what you're realizing? To really start to take it out and look at it, as opposed to why, because the moment we say why, because, then we tell a story. And it's just not helpful for us. When we have stories for a lot of reasons, we self-sabotage a lot of times because the brain wants to stay in love and safety and belonging, even if we don't love it anymore, even if it's not safe anymore, and even if we don't want to belong there anymore. And weight loss and or health and or postpartum strength training, all of those things, especially, right? The brain is just, listen, this is a lot of change. And if we become this new person, when I was health coaching and I would have clients that were self-sabotaging around week five, because that is week four, week five is when that motivation and that moment, that this is when the hard work starts setting in. And that's when we typically start to self-sabotage in a new thing. And so it's beautiful to be able to recognize it. And we get to the identity of it. If I'm not the fat girl, who am I? The thing, who will I be then? If I'm not the person who always does XYZ, then who will I be? So we start to get into this, what is my identity? And so then it's, what are the gains in creating a new identity? What would open up for you if you decided that healthier was more important, or stronger was really the identity that you wanted to claim over, and then whatever the past one was? Also, when I said no shame, there's no room for it, because it's a sabotage as well. There's no winning from shame ever. And so we get to just bless and release who we were. And you can do that however it looks. You can look in the mirror, you can journal it, you can say it out loud, but your past self got you here and she's amazing. Like, your body is amazing. It's a miracle. Your thoughts got you here. And thank you, past self, for getting me here. And now we're going to Daisy 2.0. So I love you and goodbye. We're not shaming. We're not like, hate you. You don't have a place here anymore, because then you're fighting and you're battling, and we want to release as much resistance as possible when we are shifting our thoughts, habits, and beliefs. So that self-sabotage is based in identity and in not choosing our new identity, and it's based in limiting beliefs about what we deserve, who we get to be, how much space we get to take up energetically.
Wow. And how does this transition, this rewiring take for somebody? It sounds like on the surface, I'm like, just meditate a little bit and do a few mantras. And in 3 weeks, I'm good to go. Deep work like this, how long do you see? Is this like a lifelong changing thing?
It is a lifelong, and it gets easier. Here's how powerful you are. You and all of your listeners, your brains, you have created your reality, everything around you. You've created it with the decisions that you've made, the thoughts that you think. Your brain is so powerful that the moment that you decide to start thinking a greater thought, the moment that you decide to say, no, I'm not thinking this anymore. I'm moving into a new identity. Can we swear?
Go for it.
I was like, shit starts getting real. Yep. That's when you see how powerful you are the moment you make a decision to start moving forward, to start leaving behind, blessing and releasing the things that you don't want anymore. You're a habit manifesting machine. And so you can create habits that serve you, just like we've all created a ton of habits that don't serve us.
Now, and this kind of leads me to another rabbit hole. I think that's probably what this conversation is going to be. It's just like a jump from one rabbit hole to the next.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah. And I find with moms, especially sometimes first time moms, maybe we had some aspirations, goals, desires, whatever, and takes over. Life sets in, reality sets in, and we just stop and we're playing small. We're just going through the motions every day and maybe put ourselves on the back burner and maybe put something off and say, oh, I'm just going to wait until my kids are XYZ old or something. And then I'll start focusing on, you know, what I wanted to work towards. And I know there's a time and place for that, but how do moms who get stuck in this rut start to make this transition to work towards themselves and start seeing themselves as an individual?
That's a great question. And I'm a mom. I have two adult daughters. And had I known then what I know now, luckily enough, they grew up seeing a mom who ran her own business. And so they got to see a role model about those kinds of things. And so my first thing to moms is get curious about, are you being who you want to be? Are you modeling what you want for your kids? Like, they're going to watch you. And there's no shame in that. It's getting curious. Like, if they were going to treat themselves the way you're treating yourself, is that okay with you? And so because that's the truth, really. And you deserve that whole put your oxygen mask on first. That's not bullshit. That's actually, it's a real thing. Because when you take care of you, then you are much better to take care of everyone else around you. I would love for those moms to start listening to the words that they say after I am. So what comes after I am? Are they saying, I am overwhelmed, I am tired, I am, like what are they saying? Because those words are a self-fulfilling prophecy as well. Here's what your brain does and your body, mind-body connection. I am overwhelmed. We say that enough habitually. It becomes a habitual thought. It becomes an identity for us. And what happens when we create an identity is we create habits to support the identity. Again, this is a superpower though, because if you're saying, I am a meditator, I am a woman who loves to work out, I am a strong mom, then, and you say it habitually, you create habits to support this belief and this identity. And so if your mom's listening or saying, I'm overwhelmed, they have proof of that everywhere in their life. It's this vicious thing that goes on. They feel overwhelmed because all moms get overwhelmed. We can get overwhelmed and not be an overwhelmed human in our identity. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah.
And so we get to start asking ourselves, we get to get curious about, what am I saying? What am I speaking over myself? And then what makes me say that? What would I like to say instead? How could I show up differently in this? What is a more empowering thought than I am overwhelmed? And this is where you said meditations and mantras. So affirmations, let's slide into the little affirmation thing there for a second. So this is where affirmations can start to really come in handy for us. If we want to start changing the words that we use, your body will also call BS if you go from I am overwhelmed to I am completely calm and have everything under control, because everything around you is a dumpster fire. And everyone, including yourself, knows this is not a true statement. And so that's silly. But we can go from I am overwhelmed to I am the kind of woman who can feel less overwhelmed. And we can just start moving, right? We just start moving that scale and moving that needle to words that support us more, as opposed to words that deplete us. And the more that we do that, it's a muscle, right? Mm-hmm. The more we use that belief muscle, the stronger it gets. And we can start to move that needle more and move that needle more. And the next thing you know, we are becoming women who are calm and have mostly everything under control.
That's cool.
We start to see the proof of what making that choice brings us. then we want more of that. That's
yeah. So in order to put this into action, do you suggest to moms that, or anyone out there listening, how do you fit this into your lifestyle? Do you maybe say, set aside half an hour in the morning to talk yourself through this sort of stuff? Or how do we start incorporating this into our everyday lifestyle?
Yeah, great question. And here's where why comes in. Why do you want to put this in your lifestyle? Because if your why is not big enough, you won't. So in order to accomplish what you really want, in order to master an outcome, and we talk about goals, and goals are a direction, they're an aim, they're just goals. They are not what actually happens. What actually happens, the result is an outcome. And so we like goals. They're good. We want to master outcomes. We want to be the queen of our outcomes. And so in order to master an outcome, M is meaningful. Like, we got to be all in. And if we're talking about meditation / mental rehearsal, and we'll talk about that because this is really where I love for people to start, is visualization on steroids. So we'll get back there. And it can take 2 minutes or 5 minutes or however long you've got. And you could do it, moms, on the toilet, breastfeeding, whatever you're doing. Like, you set apart time is great for you. And if that's an impossibility right now, no worries. I got you. So M is meaningful, all in. Like, when we have an outcome, if we want to meditate for 5 minutes every day, what am I going to see? What am I going to hear? What am I going to feel? What difference is it going to make? I want to dive into a swimming pool of my why. This has to be so meaningful, or I will quit when it gets hard, or I'll make an excuse, or I'll let my old habit of not meditating take back over. And there's no shame in this. This is how we're wired. You have a lot of practice not being a meditator, not working out, not doing whatever the things are, right, that you're not doing yet that you'd like to do. And so it takes practice, just like it took 9 months for most of us to grow a baby. It takes time to practice and rewire your brain. So meaningful, all in. Act as if, A, master, A, act as if. So this is B, do have. So what do I think meditating is going to bring me? What do I think mental rehearsal is going to bring me? It's going to bring me a little more calm. Like, I'm going to feel a little more even. What kind of things would I be saying to myself if I'm feeling a little more calm, if I'm feeling a little more even keeled? What kind of books am I going to read if I'm calmer, if I feel like I've got time and I'm more focused on me? This is identity shifting. This is because you start asking yourself these questions. Be do have is one of my favorites, because most of us do it backwards. Once I have time, once the kids are gone, then I'll do the things, then I'll be the strong mom. It doesn't work that you'll never have the time. It's not going to just drop out of the sky, right? We know that. And so instead, that's why most of the world doesn't have what they want, because they go have, do, be. We know be, do, have. Be her, right? What would she do? How would she eat? What kind of sleep would she get? What kind of boundaries is she setting with her kids, right? Whatever it is, do the things. Think the thoughts, do the actions or the inactions. What things wouldn't she be doing too? How wouldn't she be talking to herself? And then you're going to start to have that result quicker, because you're going to start seeing proof of who you're being and how you're shifting.
I hear that be do have thing, especially when it comes to money and money mindset. It's, I'm going to wait until I have the money to do this. And then the money just never, and it never comes. It never happens. Right. Or if you wanted to go to school or something, you're waiting for the money in your pocket and then the money never comes and then you never go to school. And
None of it happens. And in order to then start this, so I said it was about being meaningful, acting as if, like, how do you start at something like this? You also get all your sensories in. So how's it going to taste? How's it going to feel? How's it going to smell? What am I going to hear? All of it. It's a full sensory overload on why am I choosing this as an outcome? Because this is going to make it more real too. This starts us shifting that identity. We want it to be towards something, not away from. So the energy of, I hate my body is very different energy than I love my body. And so while not wanting a situation anymore can be a powerful catalyst, right? Like the pain, you're tired of the pain of whatever it is, that can be a catalyst, a jumpstart. That is not sustainable energy. Towards loving yourself enough to towards something, that is sustainable energy, totally sustainable energy, because you can get fed that energy from all over. You can find it. So we want to go towards it. Got to be excited and have energy about whatever the goal is. If you're not excited about it, you're not going to do it. Like, period. If you can't see the gains, and I'm not saying, like, even today, I actually love to work out. And today, I don't really feel like working out. But I said, I know that when I'm done, even the first rep, I'm going to be like, of course I'm here, because this is what I do. This is who I am. It's about being excited enough that you push through. that you keep showing up for yourself in it. And then R is responsible. And this brings us right to cause and effect. So R is responsible for it. It can't, unfortunately, be based on anyone else in order for us to get an outcome. Now, moms with new babies, sometimes things like set apart time is based on someone else. I need a co-parent. I need a babysitter. I need something. So sometimes it is. And mostly we like to set outcomes that are only we're responsible for because we're the only person we can control ever. So when we get a list of reasons and excuses why nothing is how we want it in our lives. It's the wind. It's the this. It's the that. It's the economy. We have all these reasons and excuses why our life, body, family, whatever it is, money situation is not what we want. When we live at cause, we get a list of results. Now, we might not always like the results, but we own them. Like when we're at cause and we choose something that doesn't nourish our body or steals our energy as opposed to adding to our energy, we say, yep, I made that decision. It was me. I'm owning it. Over here would be, well, it's Mercury retrograde and I'm on my period and the kids wouldn't stop screaming and that's why I ate the whole pizza or whatever it is. No, here it's, I did it. I'm a big girl. I'm gonna make a better choice next time.
Sure.
Huge difference. And we get results over here because we start shifting into the identity. We're like, okay, I'm responsible. No, I'm going to show up for me then in that. We empower ourselves in that. We empower ourselves in that. So that's how you start.
That's cool. And
you're at if you want
to. People on both hands. And I could just pick them out. You can totally pick them out. You can totally pick them out in the grocery store. You can pick them out anywhere. So I do like how you've set this into something that we can actually take action on. Earlier on, you alluded to the idea of energy and having more energy, being more productive, focused, driven, or motivated. And I'd love to hear what should we be doing in order to increase, you know, that energy. And you did mention earlier, if you tell yourself you're too tired, you probably will skip on your workout or put some things aside. But for those moms that find that day in, that day out, chronic fatigue, how do we just say enough is enough? I am tired. Yes, every day my baby wakes me up at 4 o'clock in the morning. How do we step away from that stuff and actually start to be the woman that's not on that one hand and over to this hand?
We're all her sometimes. It's how much more can we be this woman instead?
Yeah.
First, I want to say your words, again, have a huge amount of power in them. And so if you're saying to yourself, I should do this and I should do that, I'm going to invite you to say, I get to choose new words. I get to decide to show up differently. I get to try this on, not try, because I think try is a garbage word. Like try to pick up a pen. You either pick up the pen or you don't, right? Try to put your glasses on. They're either on or they're off. And so don't try it on like you would try on a new dress or you would try on a new pair of shoes, right? Like when you want to do something new, try it for a while. Give yourself a fighting chance in it is first what I'm going to say. And so if that's switching your words, because that would probably be one of the easiest ways to start creating some energy for lots of moms, because the words that we say are so habitual, especially the overwhelmed and the tired, right? And we're conditioned. Society is telling you, you should be tired as a brand new mom. And you probably are, sister. No one's saying that you're not. We're not trying to skew reality here. And you could have a little more energy in your body and in your focus if we started focusing and moving our direction towards what would that look like and what would it feel like. And so I think part of that is perfect for mental rehearsal. So this is a visualization on steroids. The main crux of it is knowing your outcome, knowing what I want. What I want is to feel like I have more energy. I want to have more focus. I want to feel like I have more brain power, whatever it is, right? You decide. And then you get to see yourself in it. You can take a minute. You can take 3 minutes. Imagine yourself hearing what you would hear. What would you be saying to yourself? This is you mentally rehearsing yourself showing up differently. Your brain does not know the difference between real and imagined. It doesn't know that this isn't really you doing it. And so every time you practice it, and then you practice it mentally, you go and practice it in the here and now with your words, like writing yourself a note to stop using should and start using I get to or whatever, right? Every time you do it, you're proving to your brain, oh, that's us. Like we know how to do this. We know how to create brain power. We know how to create more energy. We know how to have more ease because we've been practicing this, even if you've been practicing in your brain. So mental rehearsal. And here's like the secret sauce to it. Believe it. And when I say that, get in your of course energy. When you do a podcast, there are things that you do, of course, like you don't even think about them. Of course, you put on your headphones. Of course, boot it up at whatever, 10 minutes before to make sure everything worked. Of course, you flipped on your virtual background, like whatever. You did a million things. Of course you did. You didn't even think about it. Are you with me on what of course energy feels like? So for me, of course, I have a glass of water because I'm a water drinker. Like, of course I do. I'm inviting moms to find their of course energy, their positive of course energy. Of course, I kissed my baby goodnight. Of course, I, whatever that of course is. You're going to take your of course energy and you're going to copy and paste it onto your mental rehearsal. So you're tricking your brain into saying, of course I'm doing this because of course I've got my of course energy. This is of course energy is completely different than wishy hopey. So I wish, I hope, maybe I'll show up like this. Like we can feel that's here. There's disbelief in it. So be your biggest belief. Take what you do believe. Of course I kissed my baby goodnight. Take that, copy and paste it onto, I can have more brain power. I can be more focused. I can have a little more energy and start showing yourself how you can. Because the moment that you bring it into your consciousness, you'll start seeing that there are places where you're falling into habits that are stealing energy and or just not building it. And you'll be able to start making some small shifts because little hinges swing big gates. Little shifts are going to make a really big difference for yourself. And this is about ultimately your identity. So what are you saying after the words?
Now, so is it almost like you are someone who gets into the car and you automatically put on your seatbelt? You are someone that wakes up and you brush your teeth automatically.
Yeah, that's
is
totally
that what you're doing
energy.
with things that you want, essentially?
Yeah, I'm in my of course energy. Like there's not even a question about this, right? Of course I'm going to do this.
Sure. Okay. All right.
And you get to just like copy and paste that onto the new thing, that feeling, and you just like go and move it right over.
Okay. Yeah. It's just like a template that you just move from one thing to the next. Okay. My question is, we have been talking a lot about inner stuff and deep stuff and the inner stuff that produces outer stuff. What happens with, let's talk a little more superficially here. We look in the mirror, maybe we're, whoa, when did this happen? Back of the arm, whatever it is for us, we look in the mirror and we're like, oh my God, when did this happen? Like, when did I put on an extra 15 pounds or something? So how do we start to switch this on more of an acceptance on more of a superficial sort of way? How can we start to, I don't know if it's acceptance is the word I'm trying to, or just how can we embrace where we are in our, maybe our physical state, our physical appearance? Because I think that's what everyone doesn't want to ask, the superficial stuff that we beat ourselves.
I love that you asked this because first of all, we get to embrace and or be content and want more. It doesn't make us greedy. It doesn't make us vain. It doesn't make us superficial. We can say, this is my body now. And we'll talk about in a minute, like the things that we can do to embrace our body more where it is. And we get to say, and I want a stronger body or a smaller waist or bigger butt or whatever we want. This is, and you, this is a conversation that you get to have with you. I do want you to get curious about what motivates the change that you want. Because here's what usually happens when someone says, I want to be a size two or whatever. What we really want is what we think being a size two is going to bring us. Now, that and that can be confidence and all kinds of things, right? And so the identity switch that we make on the way to the outcome of being a two or whatever it is, this is where the gold is. Because it doesn't really matter if we reach the two once we switch our identity to the woman who shows up for herself and is confident and embraces the current body and the next body. It's the identity shift that happens. And there's mirror work that we can do. This can be very challenging for us, especially if we are really used to looking at our body and saying very unkind things. So moms, would you say those things to your children? And would you want your children to say them to themselves? I think this is, I'm a crybaby mom. Like I'm choked up now thinking about that. Like this sits right here for me. No, you wouldn't say those things to your children and you wouldn't want them saying those things to themselves. And most mama bears would be coming after somebody talking a bunch of garbage about their child's appearance, saying anything about how much they weigh or what their body looks like, anything like that. Like, you're not going to stand. Like, I can say whatever I want about my kid, but nobody else can say anything. So what about you? Why don't you deserve that mama bear protection from yourself? Because you're amazing. Your body's amazing. It's a miracle. Whether you're a mom who gave birth or you're a mom who adopted, like, your body has carried you through however long you've been on this earth. Your legs, if you're able-bodied and you walk, your legs move that way. Whatever it is that your body does do for you, appreciating that more and appreciating the fact that with this body, I now get to experience what? These hands change diapers, these breasts that sag to my knees nurse, whatever it is, it's this. We get to acknowledge those things about our body. Some of us, I'm just going to say it, some of us will never get to a place where we will accept fully. And that's because we've been programmed and about what beauty is and what perfection is and what a body is supposed to look like and all of those things. And the beauty standard, like very few of us are ever going to look like the photoshopped people that we see, right? This has really done a number on us as women as well. And so ask yourself what feeling good in your skin gets to look like. What does having energy, what does being able to go up and down the stairs, those things, because those are really motivating things then to, I want to play more with my kids. Okay, what will having that do for me? And what choices could I make in order to have the energy to play more as opposed to, I want to lose 50 pounds? Because there's way more tied to the playing more. And the beauty is that could result in the 50 pounds. And yet you're showing up for yourself. You're not depriving or pretending like this is the most important thing. Like, really ask, get curious about what's the most important thing. Honoring where your body is, like loving it. What part of your body do you like? And find a part, like there's a part of your body that you can love and start from there. It's just like the affirmation. Okay, maybe you're not looking in the mirror saying, I love my body. You're looking in the mirror saying, I have a body. I have a body. I have a body that can change. Because if your body is not the way you like it now, it's been a different way before. Like, you have a body that can change. You have muscle, whether you can see it or not yet, you have muscle. And so it's this step ladder of affirmation of beliefs about ourselves.
That is mind blowing. We're just talking about my fat ass, but it goes a lot deeper than that. You just brought it even deeper. Amazing. So many good things that you have shared, and I feel like I need to join one of your programs right now. Wow. I want to thank you. So I'd love for you to take this time to just go into detail on how you work with people, how people can start working with you, and how people can find you on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I'm a champion. I think all women deserve a champion. And that's what I love to do. Like, I hold the space for your limitless, because so many of us fight for our limitations. We just don't know any better. We just haven't had the role models or the confidence or the, I'm just going to say cheerleader, even though it's way more than that. Like, to say, like, you can, and I'll help you. Let's do it together. And so I'm on Instagram. That's my favorite place. Also, I'm on LinkedIn because it's really important to be there too. And I'm growing a presence there. You'll find me on Facebook because you can't not be on Facebook and have an online business. But I love Instagram is my favorite. And you can work with me a handful of ways. One, I'm going to have a free mental rehearsal for people to download. And it's an MP3. It's about 11 minutes long. And you can just listen to it and mentally rehearse an amazing day for yourself. Like, this is the practice, right? And so you can do it alone, quiet. You can do it walking. You can do it. It's one of those guided meditations that it doesn't have to be like complete silence zen. It's great if it can be, but it doesn't have to be. So that's one of the ways right there. You can just start coming right into my world and hearing my voice every day and really start. This is how you start to rewire your brain. You start to think greater thoughts and you start to see yourself in those greater thoughts. And so that's one way right there. I have an amazing 2-session intensive that is an NLP session where we reveal and release blocks and beliefs and base emotions that are stopping you from getting what you want. And then the second session is a hypnosis session where we align your conscious and your subconscious so that your outcomes are truly, you are aligned in your outcomes. And then we activate your success in whatever that you want to do. That's my favorite, like supercharge, jumpstart, because it's like a garden. Like, we dig out all the junk and then we fertilize, we go through the soil and aerate it and do all that. And we're talking about your brain. brain. And then we plant in there all the good stuff. Like we align you with what you really want. And we get to, why do you really want that? So that it is an actual outcome that you can have. And then boom, then you're just like ready to go. So confidence, all those kinds of things happen in that. I do laser coaching, which is one of my favorite things. It's unlimited laser coaching for a year. It's a Zoom session. It's 15 minutes. The transformation is you bust a limiting belief. You get homework. You move forward. The moment you do your homework, you book another session. We align. You get some homework. We move forward. It is having that continual momentum. So if you're stuck in your business, stuck in your workout, stuck in your whatever's coming up for you, you're having fear about this or that, we hop on and work through. And then it's really like having a coach in your pocket, because you can make an appointment, do your homework, make an appointment, do your homework, make an appointment. I work one-on-one. I have a 16 session intensive with women, and that's for the ultimate transformation. That is really becoming, having the energy, having the mindset, having the business, having the life that you want, and really learning all the tools to get there and to keep integrating and implementing, shifting your identity. And then I do one-offs too, like a hypnosis session or NLP session.
Wow. Okay. So many amazing ways to work with you. I'm going to be sure to plug all your social media as well as your website, so that anyone that's interested in stalking you, learning more about you, downloading some of the audio that you had mentioned, we'll get people in your world. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. And I know for myself, I don't know if I've fully processed everything that you have said today, and I'm probably going to have to go back and re-listen a couple of times, because you just dropped so much knowledge in such a short amount of time. And right now I'm just thinking about my butt right now. So I really want to thank you for bringing your A game and really giving us some actionable things that we can start with today. And I'm sure people are going to want to follow up with you and work with you in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Daisy. Thank you for allowing me to be here. And yes, I'm going to encourage you to listen again, all of you, because there is a lot and you don't have to do every once. And it's not about making a million changes. It's about one. It's about making that one change. And I'm going to guess by the time this comes out, I am creating a new app. So I will be all in one place on an app. And so by the time this comes out, you may be able to download my app and have Mindset Mastery in your pocket on demand.
Wow. Okay. Look at that. All right. So hit up Mindy's website. Sounds like you've got so much stuff going on. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thanks, you too.
That was so amazing. Mindy always blows my mind. She always has something new and exciting to unpack, and really makes me feel motivated, makes me feel optimistic that I can achieve anything I put my mind into, and whatever I wish for myself, it can come true. And I really want to thank her for coming on the show today. So guys, before I jump off, I do want to remind you about my latest workout plan, 12-week workout plan to get your abs, stomach, diastasis, mom belly, mom pooch, whatever you're dealing with in the midsection. I am here to help you flatten those abs, get you back into your jeans without some crazy diets and crazy hours in the gym. So check out my newest workout plan. It is flatabsafterbaby.com. Thanks again for listening with me on another episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Now remember, go subscribe so that you are the first to know as soon as new episodes drop. Also, be sure you don't miss out on your chance to win a free program of your choice from Strong Moms Fitness. All you have to do is leave a 5-star review, screenshot it before you submit, and send it to daisy@strongmomsfitness.com. Your review helps other people find our show. And as a thank you, once a month, we choose the review that makes us all warm and tingly inside and award that lucky lady a free program of their choice. So do it now. It could be you. See you next time, you badass mom, you.